Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption.
Once again, I'm Oscar Pimpernel, and today my guest is mezzo-soprano Petrocelli Knight, a diva who has performed in many operas and operettas throughout the world, including the composer Peter Sellers' N-Word Trilogy. Hello, Petrocelli.
Hello.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Now, I'd like to ask you, how did you get started? First of all, how are you? You are good.
I am fine, and you?
I'm fine. My longtime companion Fogwa and I were enjoying a nice Chianti on our back porch, which we call the autumn blend. We were listening to your recordings, and they were so wonderful. How did you get started in this business?
I was discovered as a child, a young diva, as it were. I was sent to the finest schools, and now I am a worldly man, diva.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. What schools did you attend?
Juilliard, the Performing Arts and Classic Piece School in New York. I went and became known as the prototype to the movie film.
Marvelous, marvelous. I love the way you express yourself by singing.
Thank you.
You're just an artist who can only express herself with her voice. It's wonderful.
I like to stay in character.
Now, you were in the composer Peter Sellers' opera, the N-Word Trilogy.
Yes.
An exciting work which basically was 2 hours. Two complete hours of music set to the N-Word.
Yes.
How was that, working on that production?
It was one of my finest hours, a revered piece of work. I enjoyed the experience immensely, especially living in the hood.
Was there any problem with saying the N-word, or should I say nigger? Saying that for 2 solid hours, singing it.
You have to understand that it is opera, and you can get away with things you never thought you could.
Wonderful, wonderful. Oh,
Oscar,
it's a joy to be
Oscar,
in presence.
Oscar.
Truly, Adifa. Yes? I understand we have a caller now?
Yeah, we got a call. We got a call, Oscar. We got a call.
Go ahead, caller. Hello? You're on up?
Yeah. My name is Vinny, right? My name is Vinny, and I'm listening to you guys here. What are you, a couple of moolies? What is this? I don't get this, but check it out. I'm checking my radio guide, right? I got the satellite radio. I'm checking the radio guide. It's telling me that there's going to be on something about The Sopranos, right? So I'm tuning in, and I'm getting you two twits on here. What the hell is this? What the freak is going on here? I don't appreciate this.
I think you have the wrong soprano. This is the only soprano. We have a mezzo-soprano, Petrocelli Knight.
Petrocelli Knight? What?
Do you have a... Petrocelli, do you have a response to our caller?
The name is Vinny, guys. Vinny is the name.
To thank the caller for recognizing that I am a soprano.
Would you sing that again?
I said I would like to thank the caller for recognizing the fact that I am a soprano.
Yeah, listen, you. I don't know who you twos are, but you are no freaking soprano. That's for sure. All right? Don't let me catch your tails around there where I am. All right? That's all I got to say.
Thank
Goodbye.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Petrocelli, have you ever appeared on any television station channel?
I've been on several television shows. I have been on Conan. I have been on Jay Leno. I have been in several places. I am well respected.
Oh, enchanting. I'd like to, I suppose we should discuss your latest work that you're currently in, The Death of Michael Jackson, the opera. Would you like to tell us something about this? And it's by the composer Shorty Chote.
Hey, Oscar.
Hello, yes.
Oscar, what are you going to do? Put the microphone in your ear a little bit? There you never hear all of you. I'm talking to you here. Listen, before you get to that, we're gonna keep the listeners in tune here. Let's take another call right now. Let's just take another call, okay?
All right. My producer is telling me we should take another caller. Hello, caller. You're on Up with Opera.
Oh, hello. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be on your show. Yes, my name is Harper Singh. You think I can be an opera singer? My name is Harper Singh. What do you think? Huh? What do you think? Thank you very much.
Well, Petrocelli, what do you think? Do you think she could be in an opera? Madame Butterfly, perhaps?
Personally, to be honest, I don't think she has the voice. It takes years of training diva such as I.
No, but my name is Harper Singh. I should be able to sing, yes?
Name recognition alone does not make you a singer. Personally, I think your family was playing a joke when they called you opera singer.
Enchanting. All right, let's talk about your opera, The Death of Michael Jackson, the opera.
Yes.
You play in this opera.
Could you repeat the question?
Whom do you play in this performance of The Death of Michael Jackson, the opera?
I play Michael Jackson's mother, and I am a very nurturing woman.
That
I encourage him to become a singer.
That I
Do you understand that he is one of many channels?
I understand that because you have, your operas are very popular, not only because of your wonderful, marvelous voice, but also because of your very hefty cleavage. Your mammary glands are incredible. They are breathtaking. Your audience packed the opera houses. Men are drooling. And how do you explain?
My breaths are a signature piece for me. They help to create the image that I see.
Now you're playing, you are playing Michael Jackson. Who is this Michael Jackson?
I am playing Michael Jackson's mother. Sylvian Glover is playing Michael Jackson.
Who is that person? Then please explain it for our audience.
Who is Michael Jackson? Are you asking me who is Michael Jackson?
I'm asking you who is. Could you describe who this person is? Is he a singer of some sort or what?
Michael Jackson is a very talented young man who wishes to.
He's not as talented as my my longtime companion Fogwa. But go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, my producer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, the king of pop. He's the king of pop. He's a very popular person. He died a couple weeks ago there, Oscar.
Oh, I assume that he is no longer with us with the title of the opera, The Death of Michael Jackson, the opera.
Well, yeah, but he's just the king of pop. Listen, we're at the midway point. It's about time for you to take a commercial break right about now.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we will return with our diva, mezzo-soprano, Picelli Knight. This day in operatic history, July 23rd, 1789. Everyone is familiar with composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's opera, The Magic Flute, which was first performed in 1791. However, on this day, July 23rd in 1789, marked the premiere of Mozart's The Magic Skin Flute, which played to an audience of 5 female patrons. The one and only performance was stopped when the husband of one of the audience members finds his wife on stage in performance with Mozart, and he kicks him in the penile region. This has been this day in operatic history. July 23rd, 1789. I'm Oscar Pimpernel. And we're back. We are back with Up, Up with Opera. I'm Oscar Pimpernel. We are going to continue with our interview with my enchanting, is exquisite guest, mezzo-soprano, Petrucelli Knight.
Oscar.
Who has performed in many operas and operettas throughout the world, and she's currently in an opera which is set to open soon, The Death
Oscar.
Of Michael Jackson. The opera.
Oscar?
Yes, Yes, my producer. Please.
Yeah,
we have a caller.
We got another call right now. We got another
caller. All right. Hello, caller. You are on Up, Up with Opera. I'm Oscar Pippinell.
Hello,
you're
Oscar.
You're along with Petrucelli.
Yes, yes, Oscar, please don't say the name. Hello, Oscar, this is Candelabra.
Oh! I have two divas on my show today.
No,
ladies
don't.
And gentlemen,
one
Candelabra. Candelabra is a soprano. She's a soprano. She's also an equal diva to our guest.
Oscar, darling, what are you saying?
She has a 33 octave range, and she's the only dancing opera singer. Ladies and gentlemen, I present Candelabra.
Yes, Oscar, darling, I've been listening to this rubbish of a show you have. I'm so sorry, sweetie, to call it rubbish, but this is rubbish. It's just, I cannot believe this troll that you have on the show. Why on earth do you have her on the show and not me? What is going on, Oscar? I cannot believe this. I have been dissed by you, Oscar. I thought you were my friend. I do not understand this.
Candelabra, you are an equal diva.
I am not equal. There is no one equal to moi, Oscar. I am so just wrought with angst that you would even say such a thing. I just can't believe this, Oscar.
Petrucelli, do you feel the same way?
Stop it! Stop it right now! She is not my equal. She is neither above me, and she is not below me. She is not in my class.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that, Oscar? What
she
on
said
earth?
You are not
I can't
class.
Even believe. What?
Well, I would like to know, since you have an octave range of 33 octave range.
Yes, dear.
Could you perhaps demonstrate that for us?
Absolutely. I would be so thrilled to show you.
Stop! You are an imposter! You only have a 3-octave range, you liar!
You, my friend, I will use lightly the word, my friend, Petri dish, or whatever the hell your name really is, you do not know singing. It's whatever. You don't know singing.
Yours, I am no friend of yours.
Once the racket stops, darling, I would be so glad to perform for you a true operatic soprano voice, the 33 octave range. Thank you. I go so high and so low. Yes, I'm totally mesmerizing. Yes, darling.
Ladies and gentlemen, on Up, Up with Opera, I am pleased to present the vocal samplings of Candelabra.
I implore you not to do this! I beg of you to stop!
Is there any way to mute that mutant voice, Oscar?
Now,
really?
Petrucelli, please.
Really?
Let your competition have her time.
Yes, Pinocchio, let the true opera singer sing, thank you. Okay, darling, I'm going to start with the middle C, darling. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so high, you can't even hear it. If you look out your windows, you probably see a few dogs standing around. I was so high, and my range is so low that it's just the vibration. Thank you. That Petruchio you have over there on the other side of you. I don't know why, Oscar, you have it on there. I really just don't know.
Oscar, may I interject something, please?
Yes, Petrocelli?
Not a glass in my house broke. Which means that she is an imposter.
What it really means, Oscar, darling, Oscar, what it really means is that she lives so cheaply, she has nothing in her home like crystal or glass or anything of the sort. She lives just with paper.
Now, ladies, may I ask, what is the true, cause of this strife?
You're asking this of me?
In the opera world.
You're asking this of Candelabra?
Are you jealous of the performance of Petrocelli Knight?
Yes, in opera, she is jealous of me.
In her new opera, The Death.
Well, Oscar, if the truth be told, Oscar, darling, if the truth be told, I should have the part of Michael Jackson.
I understand that you were in the failed opera from many years ago of
Oscar.
Purple Rain.
Oscar.
The opera.
Oscar.
That happened many years ago.
Oscar.
Do you think that you could also pull off the performance of Prince as well as this Michael Jackson fellow?
Oscar, you're talking to a diva. Divas, as we know, can do anything, darling. So that is a question that need not be asked. I am taken aback that you would ask me such a thing, but I understand you have a show to do and you must do what you do, so... All right, darling, I shall entertain the question just for you, although
what
I will not mince my words. I am so disappointed with you that you've got on the show.
What say you, Petrocelli?
Oh, God, not again.
She is no diva! She's a disbeliever!
Oscar, would you like me to answer your question?
Yes,
the answer to your question is that there was someone apparently in the audience that had been paid off by this whatever, pumpernickel bread person, and they paid him off to write reviews that should suggest that I was not capable of playing the part. We all know, anyone that was there in the audience knows that I was Prince. I was channeling Prince, and I shall do the same to play Michael Jackson. I do not understand why. Well, no, I understand. It's as you were saying earlier, Oscar. Don't think I didn't notice that you said that, even though you are a gay male. Don't think I didn't notice that you talked about her, quote, mammary glands. She gets where she is. It has nothing to do with her voice. It's all because she's got breasts the size of, oh, God, I don't know, the state of Rhode Island, perhaps. I don't know.
Are you
in such a manner? You are jealous, and you always have been because your mother used to iron your father's shirt on your chest.
Oh, no, she did not go there. You? Oh, no, she didn't go.
I
you are saying this to me. Who do you think you are? You cannot get away with saying such things to me.
I can't say that I'm not enchanted by both of these wonderful voices here. And, so does that mean that you will be getting breast implants to perform Michael Jackson?
I do not need a breast implant.
That question was going out to you, Candelabra.
I heard you, and I answered it. I do not need a breast implant. I don't need a breast implant.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You need an implant. You imposter.
I do not need. I do not need. what you need is a brain implant. You need a brain implant. You know what? You sing like the cowardly lion from the Wizard of Oz. So you just need to shut your trap. I'm so frustrated with you, Oscar. I cannot believe that you have me engaging in this activity.
That is so exquisite. So exquisite. Oh. And now I have to ask you, my guest, Candelabra, what will you be appearing in next? The little bird tells me that you will be appearing in Fat Albert and the Cosby Show, the opera. Is that true?
You know what, Oscar? No? I'm starting to believe that Pompadour hairstyle person over there has paid you off to ask me these infuriatingly terrible questions. I cannot believe that. I will not dignify that question with an answer. I won't do it. I won't do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Because I come on your show to set the record straight, and you start treating me like this.
Oh, that signals the end of our show. I'd like to thank my guests, Lavabra and Petrocelli Knight. A wonderful show. Next week, on the show day.
The Dead Horse Comedy Hour is written and performed by the DHCH.